It's time now for our Headwaters Builders Association program for the month of November. Our program this morning brought to us by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Ryan Lander and Minocqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net. We're brought to you this morning by R Value Insulators. Give Sam a call or check out his website at rvalueinsulators.com. Beck's Quality Cabinets is our sponsor this morning. Their website is BecksQualityCabinets.com, and we're brought to you by Crossbridge Community Bank. If you're looking for a loan, if you're looking for a mortgage, that is, give Deb a call, 453-2144, and their website is crossbridge.bank. Deb Duncan's sitting here with us right now on the radio. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Jeff.
And last time I saw you, I was in your office, and all the real estate people that I talk to on the radio and in my own life, they all say the best thing to do right now if you're looking for a home is get pre-approved. If you don't have cash in your pocket, if you can't write out the check, at least go to the bank first and get pre-approved and say, yes, these folks are good to go with this amount of money, and that's the last time we talked.
And that is perfect information and recommendation, especially, I know, because this is Headwaters Builders, we're also going to talk about construction loans. And a lot of times people don't realize that there's a lot of similarities between when you build a house and when you buy a house, but there's an extraordinary amount of differences also.
Yeah.
So really the best thing, the first step would be to meet with your lender and find out what can I afford to build, because you don't want to spend the time and the money and the emotions on a 3,000 square foot build when you then go to a builder and find out that you can afford a 2,000 square foot build, or even the other way around. You say, you know, 1,500 in the square feet, and then you find out, well, no, I could go bigger. So that's really the number one conversation that you should have, is with your lender to find out what can you afford to build. And then to go, and then how does that look?
So when we're making a priorities list, I like to do that. Write it down so you can see it. The priority list when you're building a home, the same rules apply for a remodel. Same rules apply, or is that totally different?
Same rules apply.
Okay,
a little bit different process as we're going, but the same rules apply.
Again,
you're going to want to know what extent of a remodel can you do.
So go to your lender first. That should be the first thing on your to-do list when you're thinking about building something. Go to the lender first, get the numbers down, and then look for a contractor.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's separate all these different... lots of us are familiar with just a general mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
When we find a house, we get the mortgage from the bank, and we spend the next 30 years or so paying it off. That's typical. Most people get that. Now let's separate that from a construction loan. You're going to build a house. You're going to get your numbers straight from the lender first. But then let's get into the details about what a construction loan entails and how it actually works, because it's way different than getting the check right up front with a regular mortgage. Correct?
It's very different.
Okay, let's
yes.
go. Step
yes.
number one with a construction loan.
Step number one with a construction loan. Once you have all your plans and your bids and you're really down to the nitty gritty in lending. The thing to understand is, on a house, when you purchase a house, you have a purchase price.
Right.
And obviously on a construction, you have a build cost.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be impacted on whether or not you do or do not currently own the site, and if you do or do not have a loan on that site, because that adds into it also. The biggest difference is that a lender sends all the information as far as the plans, what you're building, where you're building, and how much it's going to cost to build what you're building.
Okay.
And they send all that information to an appraiser. And that appraiser goes out and looks at the site, reviews the plans, looks at comparables, and the appraiser comes up with a value of that project upon completion.
Okay.
So that value upon completion kind of acts, think of it as like the sales price.
Okay.
That's the maximum value of that property. And then as a lender, they're a little different. Financial institutions can differ a little bit, but basically you're looking at 80% of that appraised value is what your loan amount can be.
Okay. So, and one other thing, a monkey wrench can get thrown into the works of any project. And the last couple of years, it was like our lives were all about monkey wrenches. I'm curious, over the COVID period where there were supply chain issues and all that kind of stuff, and we saw building costs just skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're in the middle of a project and something like that happens, and all of a sudden stuff that you thought was going to cost $2 now costs $4? What happens if you're in the middle of a project and stuff like that starts to happen? Does that affect the money end of things at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay, how? And probably not in a good way.
It depends on your contract with your contractor also. Okay. Because during that time frame, some contractors, quote-unquote, honored the original contract.
Okay.
So conceivably, they did not make the same profit that they anticipated. But again, it depends on your contractor, your contract with that contractor, et cetera, in that kind of a situation. Conversely, contractors will... in a project, you'll also have an allowance. Like, let's say you have a $3,000 allowance for carpeting or for flooring.
Okay.
And you go out and what you really like adds up to $4,000. So there's a difference there of $1,000. What we do as a lending institution, when we're doing a construction, we build in what's called a cushion.
Okay.
So if your build costs are $300,000, we build in a 5% cushion for just those situations.
Every single person I think I've ever known that built a house, they all complain about the same things. It's not going on time, it's going to take longer, and costs just keep going up. So that's why a place like Crossbridge Community Bank, you know that stuff like that is bound to happen, so you look ahead and you make the appropriate plans just in case that stuff does happen. People don't have to worry about it.
That's correct. We have those conversations. If you're going to spend more than your allowance or more than what you originally thought, make sure you have the funds to do that available to you either via your personal funds or in your loan.
Okay.
And also determine, does it make sense on that specific item? I mean, because you can have $1 door handles on your cabinets, or you could have $10 door handles on your cabinets. Is it more important to spend extra money on fancy door handles on your cabinets, or spend that money on the flooring that you have throughout your kitchen area? So it's really determining what makes sense and what impacts you the most.
So it's flexible enough that during the process, if things happen, things can be changed and not affect the money end.
That's correct. Where we run into a challenge, if somebody decides they're building we have an appraisal on a 3-bedroom, and then they decide, well, we've decided we're only going to make it a 2-bedroom. Obviously, that's a value issue.
Sure. Even though the square footage stays the same.
Okay. It's different. A 3-bedroom prices out differently than a 2-bedroom.
Okay.
So then there's a deeper conversation and potentially having to get an update to the appraisal to make sure that the value is still there on the collateral that you're building.
So with a conventional mortgage, the bank cuts you the check, and that goes to the you sit there and you sign a lot of papers. You're not sure what you're signing. You're just hoping that you're signing all the right stuff the right way.
Exactly.
But the money is doled out a little differently with a construction loan, right?
That's correct.
Okay, how does that work?
During a construction, you're paying interest only. And you're paying interest only on the funds as they're used.
Okay.
So let's say you have a $200,000 construction loan, and you've used $15,000.
Okay.
You're going to be billed interest only on that $15,000.
All right.
And then, okay, we have another draw of another $15,000. So now you've used $30,000 of the construction. Mm-hmm. You're going to get an interest billing on the $30,000. That you've used, and all the other money is just sitting there waiting for you to use it, but you're not paying on it sitting there.
Got it. Because it's still in the bank's vault.
It's still in the bank's vault, waiting for you to ask for it.
So when you're working with your contractor, they get this part of the project done. I'm assuming they want that money to get that done right away, and then the next project comes up, then the next batch of money comes out. Is that basically the way it works?
That's basically the way it works.
Okay.
Traditionally, the contractor will present the buyer, the owner, with a draw request.
Okay.
And that draw request will indicate what they're looking, how much funds they're looking for, and for what. And then that person, the customer, signs off on that draw request. And then we get involved. We do not disperse any funds unless the customer says it's okay to disperse those funds to the builder.
Right. And then their payments are going to be adjusted accordingly because they're taking more money out.
That's correct.
Okay, so people have to remember that. So does that mean the payment goes up a little bit each time?
Each time you ask for additional monies, your payment's going to go up a little bit because that interest is, you've got more money out that you're using.
And then how does it all come to fruition in the end?
And this is where financial institutions can differ a little bit. So okay. I will speak specifically to Crossbridge Community Bank.
Okay.
When the construction is all completed, then we look at doing your end loan, which is your final mortgage. This is what, you know, your loan amount is. This is what you can afford. We're ready to go. Let's go into your conventional, so to speak, 30-year mortgage, 20-year, okay. you know, whatever you decide at right. that time. Basically, with us, you have 12 months to build your construction loan. Is like a 12-month balloon.
Okay.
Now, speaking of to when COVID happened and right. there were supply chain issues and everything else, we did do extensions on those construction contract loans.
And that's one of the reasons all the realtors I talk to all say the same thing. It's important to do business with a local lender. And it's a situation just like that. You know us. You know where we work. You know how to find us. People that are 1,000 miles away, they don't know you. They're going by whatever it says on a piece of paper. And that is the rule and that is the law. Local lender like Crossbridge Community Bank, you can work with us.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that was very evident. Rarely do we usually have needed extensions on construction loans. It's usually pretty good about getting them done within that 10 to 12 month period, except
yeah.
during COVID.
Right.
You know, when that hit and people were coming in, we're not going to get our cabinets for another 6 to 8 weeks. We're not going to get this for, and depending on where it was at we would sometimes, that's okay, let's go into your end loan, and we would put the remaining funds aside to be able to use for when those came in. So there was a lot of, depending on to what extent they were delayed and to what it meant for them personally, we really worked with people on that.
I know there are different types of even conventional mortgages. So as far right. as a construction loan goes, are there different types of those as well?
There are. Okay. And that's why you want to ask your specific financial institution how they work. And the reason for that is for us specifically, Crossbridge, we do, as I said, the 12-month balloon. You have 12 months to build, and then we do your final loan. There are some other financial institutions that do your mortgage. They quote unquote lock you in at the beginning, and you have like 9 months to finish your construction, and then it rolls into your final loan. There can be certain advantages to that. If rates have come down, you may end up refinancing anyway.
Right.
You know, so there's some differences. Also, one of the biggest differences between us and the majority of financial institutions is we do all the draws and inspections in-house ourselves. Most financial institutions run those through a title company.
Okay.
So there is traditionally 3 to 4 draws that they're okay, and you pay per draw, and then the next draw doesn't happen until the inspection has happened, and you pay per inspection.
Okay.
Traditionally, 3 are collected at closing up front, 3 draws and 3 inspections, and draws can run anywhere from 75 to 150 per draw.
Okay.
And then same thing with the inspections, they usually run 100 to 150 plus per inspection. We do not limit the number of draws. Like I said, we do them in-house. We do then collect lien waivers. And that's really important because a contractor or subcontractor does have 6 months to file a lien on your property if you're not paying them
right.
timely. So if a contractor gets a draw, we send them a lien waiver with that draw check, and then they do not get additional funds until we receive that lien waiver signed back.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Deb Duncan's my guest here this morning from Crossbridge Community Bank. And we're brought to you this morning on the Headwaters Builders Program by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander Minocqua, Our Value Insulators of Rhinelander, Beck's Quality Cabinets online at beckscqualitycabinets.com, and by Crossbridge Community Bank of Merrill and Tomahawk. Next question. When it comes to a building, do all the loan parameters that we've talked about here so far have basically been on a home? What if you're just building up a big pole shed or something like that? Are there different business construction type of loans, or does the type of building matter as to how the loan process goes?
Yes. We do also fund the construction of pole buildings.
Okay.
With or without. Some have plumbing, some have septic.
Right.
You can have a $40,000 garage and a $200,000 pole building.
Sure, easy.
Yes, you yeah. can, no problem. And we do finance those. We
okay.
do work with people. And it depends on the scope of the project, on the type of loan you may go into. If you're doing a $40,000 garage, you already have the house there. It might be just, you know, a home equity loan
right.
that we're doing in order to get that built, and we hold the funds until it's built. Conversely, you might have, you know, 20, 40 acres, and you're building that $200,000, you know, pole building on it, or you're building a hunting shack with or without plumbing. And so the parameters can change a little bit, but you'd be hard-pressed to probably find something that we won't find a way to finance it.
Okay, that's a good question. It kind of answers my next question, because there's a lot of different building methods. There's a lot of different types of buildings, and I know that mm-hmm. the bank looks at each one individually and goes accordingly.
That's correct.
A lot of businesses or a lot of institutions won't lend for certain types of buildings, but at Crossbridge Community Bank, just come in and start talking. Chances are you're going to get your money if you deserve it.
Correct.
Okay. What else do we need to know about construction loans that we haven't covered? What questions haven't I asked that you'd like to make people aware of?
I think the biggest thing for people to understand is that construction can be very emotional.
Yeah.
And challenging. You know, and it's really take a deep breath and understand that it's a process. And we'll walk you through that process before, during, and after. And just, you know, making smart decisions as you're going through, like we kind of talked about, like if you're going to spend more, where's it at? And if you're starting to run into a snag, is come in and have a chat with us first, as opposed to 3 months later and then it's blowing up. You know, let's really just communicate. Construction loans, I love construction loans. Through my extensive career, hundreds of construction loans from anything and everything. And
why is that? What makes them different than any other kind of mortgage?
I think people, the customer is emotionally invested, especially if they're building their dream home.
Sure.
Yeah. Or their new home. There's mm-hmm. there's a real emotional investment for the customer, which kind of translates to us as the lender too. We kind of get involved in that.
Do you get invited to many housewarming parties?
Not as many as I'd like to.
Well, no. I tell you what, as a personal testimonial, because we're just about out of time here, when we decided we needed to move, we needed to find a new house, the first person that we came to was you at Crossbridge Community Bank, and we got the pre-approval. And I have to say, we've had some things happen. We've had to make mm-hmm. some adjustments, but it's always been as easy as a phone call. Hey, Deb, this is coming up. Are we still good to go? You do a little looking on your file computer. You call me right back. Good to go. And so the communication end has been fantastic, and we
thank
never
you.
Have to worry about that. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Deb Duncan, any last words before you leave us here this morning, get back to work at the bank?
No, I would just say don't hesitate to give a call. If you're 3 months or 3 years from building, it's never too early to start.
Yeah, the more information you have, the better it is.
Correct.
Deb Duncan, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Crossbridge Community Bank of Tomahawk and Merrill, one of our sponsors for our Headwaters Builders Association. Oh, wait a second. Put that back on 1 second. I got to ask you one more other thing. Got to give some props to the Headwaters Builders Association. Why is it important for Crossbridge Community Bank to be a part of that organization?
We work very intimately with the contractors in our area. We want to know what are the challenges are they facing? What do they need from a lender? What helps them through the process? Because the easier or the best way we can work with the contractor translates to the customer.
Hmm. Yeah, and that and we want to have all those worries and all that stuff taken away, and so working with these folks, you know you're good to go.
That's correct.
Excellent. Deb Duncan, thanks for being here today.
Sure enough.
So, got to wrap it up here this morning. Our Headwaters program this morning, thank you very much, Deb Duncan from Crossbridge Community Bank of Tomahawk and Merrill. Also brought to us this morning by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Ryan Landrum and Aqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net. Our Value Insulators, Sam's a great guy, great company. Ourvalueinsulators.com is that website. And Beck's Quality Cabinets, online at beckqualitycabinets.com. And thank you, Headwaters Builders Association, for being the sponsor of our program once again for the month of November. It's now...